This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tempers are flaring this morning at businesses, health facilities, and airports around the world after a massive IT outage. This man's been waiting for a flight at Newark International for hours.
It's terrible. People spend thousands of dollars to go on vacation or go home or go visit family, and this is the situation that we get put through.
So far, there are about 1,000 cancellations and more than 1,700 delays at U.S. airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Transit agencies are struggling. The D.C. Metro system said it was going to start late this morning because of this system. And when we look around the world, banks, hospitals, airlines, basically anyone who may use these CloudStrike and Microsoft systems, they're facing these blue screens, these headaches, these communication issues. This is a major disruption that goes far beyond just travel.
The problem is tied to Microsoft and the cybersecurity company CloudStrike, which says it has a fix. It also says the outage was not caused by a cyber attack. Donald Trump promised to unite the country as he accepted the Republican nomination, his third, in Milwaukee last night.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
He also promised better days ahead if he's elected again.
With proper leadership, every disaster we are now enduring will be fixed, and it will be fixed very, very quickly.
I'm Doug Sovereign at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Former President Trump spoke for more than an hour and a half, but California delegate Bobby McGinnis was riveted.
I thought it was very moving when he gave us the step-by-step what happened on the shooting on Saturday. I think there's a sense of gratitude that he has more to do for America.
Delegate James Amarillo said he'd never witnessed anything so moving.
It's chills, it's tears, and he means a lot to us. He really does.
The Biden-Harris campaign has released a statement calling Mr. Trump out for failing to mention the, quote, pain and cruelty inflicted on women since Roe v. Wade was overturned. As for Mr. Biden's campaign, CBS's Weijia Jiang.
High-profile Democrats are huddling about Biden's prospect, including former President Barack Obama and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A new CBS News poll shows Biden trailing Trump in battleground states by 3 points and overall by 5 points.
Any moment now, officials in Russia are expected to announce a verdict in Evan Gershkovich espionage trial. If he is convicted, prosecutors are asking for 18 years for the Wall Street Journal reporter. He and the journal vehemently deny he was spying. S&P futures are up 4. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 25-year-old Racine woman faces first-degree reckless homicide charges for the death of an 11-month-old boy. Andy Prager is being held on a $500,000 bond after admitting to possibly setting the child down too hard. 10 children and one adult were hospitalized after a school bus collision in Racine County yesterday. It happened during a field trip, but injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. OSHA found inadequate safety measures at a Racine County garbage company. John's Disposal Service and John's Recycling faced nearly $400,000 in fines for 13 violations. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. The visit comes amid calls for President Biden to reconsider his candidacy. Nick Dembski has been appointed permanent executive director of the Racine Public Library. Dembski's worked at the library for 17 years, rising through various positions. Downtown Racine's Music on the Monument series returns today. The event starts at 4:30 with live music and local restaurants open for food and drink. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5 game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Rhys Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoken why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000 foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy. A little more humid by Sunday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I rented a car this week, and they pushed that insurance on you on the cars. You know, the hey, listen, for $9 extra, we can give you the insurance, and that way you have total coverage just in case you total the car. I said, I don't want insurance. I got insurance, and with Farmers, it's great insurance. They go, yeah, but there's, what kind of coverage do you have? Because with this, you could kill somebody. I said, yeah, can I start with you? So I said, I don't want it. He said, it's just $9 a day. I said, okay, I'll take the insurance for $9 a day. I gave him the $9. Got the Ford Escort, and my friend and I went four-wheeling with this car all afternoon. Hit a couple of cactuses. I threw a cinder block through the back window. I tore the door handles off, broke the car antenna off, poked a couple of holes in the gas tank with an ice pick, and then I took it back and I said, am I glad you talked me into that $9 thing?
Summer, you got to have the Beach Boys. Local news and timeless hits at WRGN. It's 8:08 on your Friday morning. I'm Don Rosen. What would you do for an extra two-week vacation that you could take immediately? Survey found 27% of us would give up social media for a year. That's easy to do. 36% would give up their favorite food. Easy to do. 43% would work every weekend. Well, we're getting kind of iffy. And how about taking a 10% pay cut? A permanent one. 37% of people said yes to that. You know, it's all fun and games until you get your paycheck and you say, wait a second here. I was supposed to get more than this. Well, you're thinking about 2 week vacation. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
Do, 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 do. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't imagine
Rascals, then the Rascals, Groovin' here at WRJM Local News Timeless Hits. It's 8:16 on a Friday morning, and how about a feel-good story? An animal hospital in Massachusetts rescued a goose with a broken foot from a nearby pond. Another goose is refusing to leave his side. Apparently, they were prepping him for surgery when they heard a tap-tap-tap on their door. Turned out to be his longtime girlfriend, Goose, trying to break into their clinic. They put him next to the glass door after surgery so she could check in on him. And she's been hanging out there ever since. They say it'll be another few weeks before he gets out, but he's a lot calmer when she's around. They'll make sure they can see each other for the next few weeks. And then a good feel-good story. I like that.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You've got real work to do. Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
722 at WRJN. So much stuff to do this weekend. Listen to all this stuff going on. Hospice Alliance is holding their Root River Poker Run fundraiser. That's tomorrow from 1 till 5 o'clock. Music on the Monument today from Monument Square, right downtown Racine. That's free. Just walk onto the Monument. Enjoy Music on the Monument. Then you've got Salmonorama with their last big weekend, the big festival going on at Festival Park. You don't want to miss that. And come and enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts Sunday nights right through August 11th this summer at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Music begins at 7:30 this weekend. I'll be out there hosting, but it's free. Just come in on Augusta Street at 7 o'clock. They open up the gates. Just bring your blankets, lawn chairs, and enjoy a free concert at the zoo. So much stuff going on in the Racine area this weekend. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure. Wow. And you got a great weather-wise, it's going to be great, too. Sunny today, clear tonight, sunny Saturday, and sunny on Sunday.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into.
something tells me I'm into something.
Summit is something good. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 8:28 on a Friday morning. One other thing I mentioned, I wanted to mention it now. We were talking about things to do this weekend. Opening tonight is First Date at the Racine Theater Guild. Their new production. It's a limited run production, so I suggest you get your tickets now for this weekend and next weekend. I'm going to catch it tomorrow afternoon, but it opens up tonight at the Racine Theater Guild, First Date. And speaking about first dates, next time you're on one, it's safe to assume you've both pre-stalked each other online. 4 out of 5 people admit they've checked out a person online before a first date. 41% look for a person's Facebook page. 8% check out other social media. And 6% Google the person. 21%, 1/5 of all people, do all the above before going on a first date. There was no internet, no computers when I went on my first date. So, I knew the girl I was asking, but, it was potluck with me. They went on the first date. Didn't turn out well. Maybe if I had the internet, it would have been a little better. All right. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Let's check news now from Civic Media.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her 5th visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 25-year-old Racine woman has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide following the death of an 11-month-old boy in her care. According to the criminal complaint, the infant, who had suffered multiple traumatic injuries, was taken to Children's Hospital, where he later died on Wednesday. Andy Prager, who initially denied causing harm, admitted to police that she possibly did set the child down too hard. She's locked up on a $500,000 cash bond with a preliminary hearing set for next week. 10 children and one adult were hospitalized following a collision between a school bus and a minivan in Racine County yesterday. It happened while the bus was taking students to a roller skating field trip. Crews from Kansasville Fire and Rescue were first at the scene in Dover at Sunnyside Drive and Church Road. Officials say the injuries were not considered life-threatening. A Racine County garbage company had inadequate safety measures. That's the finding from investigators with OSHA. The report says John's Disposal Service and John's Recycling faces almost $400,000 in fines for 13 different violations. Those include failure to provide fall protection. The company has 15 days to comply with the citations, request a conference, or contest the findings. Downtown Racine's Music on the Monument series returns today. The event gets going at 4:30. There's live music at Monument Square with seating provided or the option to bring your own chair. Local restaurants will be open for food and drink. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy. A little more humid by Sunday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
On the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency... And people say that flying is safer than driving, and they say the weirdest things on the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency exits, and not including the big one that'll be created on impact. In the event of a water landing, your sea cushion can be used as a flotation device. Till the sharks come. And then it's a bobber. You know what they say you're supposed to do if you're being attacked by a shark? You're supposed to punch him in the face. And when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and he goes... Hey, what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. Yeah, well, I have to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-do-do-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the floor. Oh, oh, oh. Saying you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Mm-hmm. If Big Jim got his hat, find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't tug
on
about that. Don't tug on Superman's cape. Wonder what he would do to you if he ever did that. All right, a woman in New York posted this ad on Craigslist saying she'll pay someone $1,000 to accompany her needy mother-in-law to a wedding. This is what she said in the ad. She needs constant attention and supervision. She'll probably wear white and try to escalate small dramas. Your job is to distract and de-escalate those small dramas. Just from that description, It sounds like $1,000 isn't enough, doesn't it? All right, sunshine today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny on Sunday. Beautiful weekend right now. It's sunny at 66 degrees at Radio Park with American Breed.
Bye.
Yeah, we've been talking about airplanes this morning because of the outage from Microsoft. People still waiting at the airports, waiting for these planes to get going. I think American and one other airline got going already this morning, but the rest are still grounded while they fix that Microsoft problem. Well, here's a poll on airplane etiquette I found. Most people think it's okay to bring smelly food on a plane, but no one wants to smell your feet. 90% said you should never take your shoes and socks off. You ever see the movie Planes, Trains, Automobiles when John Candy takes his socks off and starts waving around in the air in front of Steve Martin? That's what I've never put up with.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Love me tonight, yeah. Love me forever.
Chicago Transit Authority, or also known as Chicago. I guess they drop the Transit Authority sometimes, just you and me. That was the group, one of the groups that numbered all their albums. They never had a name, except the first one. It was called Transit Authority, but the rest were just numbers. 849 WRJN local news and timeless hits for you today. Do you want to put sunscreen on for yourself? How about your dog? You know, according to a survey, most of us don't put it on our dog, but we could and we should. Dogs can get sunburned. It can lead to all sorts of issues like skin cancer for your dog. The American Kennel Club, the AKC, recommends a waterproof, unscented dog screen with an SPF of at least 30. Yeah, we take our dogs out, but we don't notice, you know, they're getting sunburned too. So be careful with your dog out there.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel. Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits at WRJN. Finally, 48% of Americans, almost half of all Americans, think that switching to a healthy lifestyle would make them miserable. I quite agree. Have a great weekend. I'm Don Rose, and Cindy Huber's coming up next. A little bit of soul with the music explosion at WRJN.